attach a title to today's message. Actually, it's a question to all of us. Do you really appreciate his pain? Think about that for a second. Do you really appreciate his pain? You see, this true story of Jesus and his crucifixion is one of the most life-changing stories that you can find in the pages of the Bible. Some of the components of the story include greed of a close friend. Y'all remember Judas. Trial in a kangaroo court. An undeserved guilty verdict. Torture and intense pain. And then death on a cross. And then the resurrection. Physical suffering or discomfort is usually, or we could say pain, is usually caused by physical suffering or some kind of discomfort. Anybody in here ever been in any kind of pain? Maybe see every hand. You see, pain can be displayed in different ways. Pain can be displayed by facial expressions. Have you ever seen anybody in pain and they never told you that they were in pain, but by their frown on their face, by the moan, by maybe tears, facial expressions can be an expression of pain. And then pain can verbally, sigh, moaning, calling out and asking for help, or cursing. But I know people in Berean don't do that. Pain can be displayed by bodily movements such as tenderness, fidgeting, increased pacing, or restlessness. Pain, all of us have had it at some point in life. And if you haven't, just live. You see, in this life, at some point you will experience some type of pain or suffering. Some pain you just can't forget. Some pain you just can't forget. I vividly remember a whooping I got from my dad. I was a kid running around the yard, nice summer day, and we had this little puppy, this little, I hate that dog. I was swinging a stick. Dad told me, you know, when they call you, they don't call you by your name, boy, quit swinging that stick before you hit the dog. Well, like a normal kid, I didn't stop. I hit the dog. See, you got to know my dad. My dad had a way, it was almost like a superhero. He told me, stop swinging the stick. And I already know why he told me that, because if I did stop swinging the stick and hit the dog, something was about to happen. Well, the little stupid dog got in. My dad heard him go off. Boy, didn't I tell you, he could pull the belt out like, and he beat me. I was scorched. I remember that pain like it was yesterday. My mama had to tell him, Jack, don't hit him no more. Remember that pain is etched in my brain. It's on my hard drive. And no, I didn't appreciate that pain. There was another instance in my life. I've never had surgery on my body until I was 55 years old. Had never had a stitch. On my job, I worked for a utility company. I was in the yard, and I had to. Two dogs actually started chasing me out the yard. I was tripping on the sidewalk, and the two dogs fell over me. I hurt one shoulder, and I hurt the other shoulder. So I went to the company doctor. They said you had a bad contusion on one, and you had a bad sprain on the other. Anybody ever had rotator cuff surgery? I know my son-in-law just did. We got two witnesses in the house. You don't want rotator cuff pain. Show it on over here. You see, that is the most discomfort pain anybody can have. If I had to pass sentence on somebody for a crime they did, I'd say, don't send them to jail. Give them rotator cuff surgery on both shoulders without anesthetic. Be my son. Forgot that pain. So pain can be etched on your mind. And no, I did not appreciate that pain. You see, pain, my first pain was obedience. Pain at 55 is not a result. But then you can have emotional love pain. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. I'll use this. Okay, you can shut this one down. Brother Mike.
School is at. Y'all remember Billy Preston, don't you? Come on, don't be shy. Y'all ain't always been Bereans. Preston said, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. Y'all know sometimes the one you really love, you just, for some reason, y'all just couldn't, it just wouldn't work. So you ended up with another one. But there's that love pain, or you really not with the one that you really want. That's emotional pain. And some of y'all say, well, no, you didn't appreciate that. I stop by to remind you of a man named Jesus. Anybody know about him? In Isaiah 53:5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. But wait a minute, wounded for something that he didn't deserve? Wounded because of us? It said he was bruised for our iniquities. Are you getting it yet? For something that he didn't deserve, for something we caused. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and his stripes, or by his stripes, you and me are healed. Do you appreciate his pain? The question is, do you really appreciate his pain? Now, there are three reasons why we need to appreciate his pain. Because of our guilt. Because he was the only perfect sacrifice that could stand for us. And because his love for man. You see, the love of Jesus is to appreciate the pain he endured for this sin-sick world. For if you don't know him, how can you appreciate the pain he suffered on my and your behalf? Now, there was a sequence of events that led up to our sermon text today. Our sermon text today talked about a man being scourged. Sequence of events. Kind of in a nutshell. First of all, Christ was brought bound as a prisoner before Pilate, the Roman governor. Orchestrated by the Council of the Sanhedrin. Y'all know what's going on back then. This Jesus was causing too much havoc. We gotta do something. On Christ's face, Pilate saw no sign of guilt. No expression of fear. No boldness of defiance. There's something about Christ. No guilt. No defiance. Yeah, but he could have. But had he done that, the whole plan of salvation was null and void. Y'all do know about the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation was our foreparents, Adam and Eve, they kind of botched it up. I mean, they messed it up for us. So as a result, somebody had to come and fix this thing that they had messed up. Let's continue with the sequence. His countenance bore no sign of a criminal. He didn't even look like a criminal. It just wasn't on him. It wasn't part of his DNA. Pilate eventually sent Christ to King Herod so that he could pass the responsibility of Jesus' fate
to someone else. He wanted to wash his hands. I don't need this. I don't need this baggage on me. Herod already had the blood of John the Baptist on his hands. Remember, he had him beheaded for his daughter. Okay, Herod had heard about Jesus and he even hoped to see him one day perform a miracle. He had heard so much about this man named Jesus. I want to see one of these miracles myself. But how many know you just can't program Jesus to be doing stuff just so that you can satisfy your curiosity? Jesus had taken on the nature of man, and he would not perform a miracle for Herod just to save himself. There are so many instances where Jesus could have got out of his situation had he chose to do the manly thing. But see, in Jesus' head, he knew that I can't do these things because I'm trying to save Elder Jerry Prochet. I'm trying to save Jerry Prochet before he was an elder. I'm trying to save Jerry Prochet when he was in his sin, when he was into himself doing whatever he wanted to do. That's why Jesus couldn't perform a miracle on request. Jesus' silence infuriated Herod and the crazed mob. Herod dared not ratify the condemnation of Jesus, so guess what? He sent him back to Pilate. You see? Look, he said, Pilate said, look, he found no guilt in him. Now, at this time, Pilate's wife had a dream or a vision, and she saw some things that were about to come up on him. She saw the scourging. She saw all of that. So even Herod's wife knew that you don't want to be messing with this man, this Jesus. So she sent a note. Sent a note, basically telling him, "You hands off. It's best for your behalf. You don't want to do this." But at the same time, mind you now, see, there was a custom during this time of the Passover was that for a Jew to be, Pilate could release a Jew. That was custom. So here it is. The mob wanted Barabbas released instead of Jesus. Can you see how perverted and how sick this was? John 19:1 says, then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. You see, the point I need to get you to understand today is the pain. And sometimes we kind of just gloss over it. We see images of Jesus on the cross. We hear talking about it, but I just want you to put on your sanctified imagination for a minute. Anybody ever walk through the woods? Well, I know you city folks. I'm from a little small town. But anybody ever walk through the woods and been pricked by a thorn? I'm not talking about the little pretty rose bush you got in your yard. I'm talking about a thorn. There's something about the prick of a thorn. And thorns, what, about an inch or 2 inches long? It ain't nothing nice, I'm here to tell you. If you've been pricked by one thorn, now just think about this. Think about this, the thorn, crown of thorns. This says that they twisted thorns together and made like a little hat, or whatever you want to call it. You remember I told you about the prick of, I want you to appreciate Jesus' pain. The pain of thorn placed on my Jesus and your Jesus' head. And then scourged. Have you ever, I know you discipline your children, those of you the parents, but have you ever scourged them? No. Have you ever been scourged by your parents? No. You got to understand what scourging is. Let's kind of unpack scourge for a minute. Scourge, first of all, it was a process, a Roman implement for severe bodily punishment. Severe. In my work, in my social work, I do what's called MDS assessments. And in part of the assessments, we have to ask the client a lot of questions. Well, there's an area on there that deals with pain. So I have to ask them, in the look back period of the last 3 days, have you experienced any pain? Well, I might get a yes, might not get a no. If I get a yes, well, then I go a little further. How was the pain? Was it mild? Was it moderate? Was it severe? Or was it excruciating? So there are levels of pain. Moderate is a little worse than mild. Severe is a little worse than moderate. And excruciating pain is like pain that you just can't take. You just want to throw in the towel. You just want to die. So it says that it's severe bodily punishment. Now, that was an instrument. Mike, I don't know if I have that one. The one, the whip cat of nine tails, they might call it. But anyway, one of the instruments consisted of a whip or a strap. It had a handle, and there were several cords of leather thongs that were affixed to each of those cords. You've heard cat of nine tails or flagon. They not only had the strap, but in each of those, they had planted little pieces of metal or jagged bone in each piece. The Romans, but they knew how to inflict pain. I'm just trying to get you to see what Jesus went through. This wasn't no ordinary whipping that you would give your kid. It says it was weighted. It was jagged pieces of bone or metal to make the blow more painful and effective. The victim was tied to a post. My Jesus, your Jesus. Blows were applied to the back and the loins. So hideous was the victim that the victim usually fainted. Now, if that was you, if that was me, I wouldn't even have gotten to this point, because I would have thrown in the towel long before now. But this is Jesus. You remember? The only one worthy of this. If I maybe made it to that point, you or me, after the first swipe, I would have cashed it in. Jagged bone or pieces of metal slapped across your back. Should one of those straps have maybe got hung up in your skin, they just radically pulled it off. I know it's graphic, but you need to understand the pain that Jesus went through for you and for me. I have four children. We have four children. Now, the ladies know this, so I'm preaching to the choir, but this is for the fellas who just never experienced that. I would never bear a child. But all the mothers, I ain't telling you nothing you don't know, but Glow told me that that's some of the worst pain anybody could endure, is to bear a child. If it was me, I'd have a C-section every time. Doc, just cut him out. I ain't going through that. And then, for the life of me, I don't understand it. When the baby's born, they just smile and caress and hug the baby. And wait a minute, on top of that, some of y'all will turn around and do it again. And again, and again. Because, see, the pain is just temporary. but Christ. I can't make it any more graphic. I don't know how many stripes the executioner of punishment would do, but it was at his discretion. He could stop when he got ready. Jesus is being whipped for you and for me. Elder Prochet wasn't always Elder Prochet. Elder Prochet was Jerry Prochet back in the day. Jerry Prochet did some things that warranted Christ to take a stripe for him. You did some things that warranted Christ to take some stripes for you. So I ask you, do you really appreciate his pain? Each lash was for you and for me. You see, one of those lashes was for a sinner like me. One of the lashes was for a sinner like you. One of the lashes was for a disobedient child, an unfaithful husband. Do you really appreciate his pain? One of the lashes was for an unfaithful wife. One of the lashes could have been for premarital sexual relationships. One of the lashes could have been for that drug user or that liar. Do you really appreciate his pain? One of the lashes could have been for a homosexual, gay, lesbian relationship. One of them could have been for that alcoholic. One of the lashes he took could have been for a backbiter. One could have been for that envious person who wants your stuff. One of them could have been for a prejudiced person, Donald Trump. One of them could have been for user of the foul language. Do you really appreciate his pain? You see, one of them could have been for that atheist, that hater. You know, you got some nice stuff and everybody wants your stuff, so they're just hating on you just because. One of them could have been for that jealous one. One of them could have been for that unforgiver. One of those lashes could have been for that impure thinker. One of the lashes could have been for that thief, that murderer. Now, don't y'all call the pastor on this one, because I'm not calling you that. I'm just saying. One of the lashes could have been for that fake Christian. I'm just trying to say a little something. I'm just trying to bring it home. But we don't have any fake Christians in Berean, so please don't tell the pastor I call y'all fake Christians while he was away. I'm just saying. If you're not a fake Christian, you know you're not a fake Christian. You see, do you really appreciate his pain? I don't know about you, but after this, there was something else that took place, and you know, they from the scourging, Jesus went to the cross. The nails, Mike, on Golgotha. You got to know something. He's already been tortured. Back lashed up, messed up, head dripping with blood from thorns that have been radically placed on his forehead. He was slapped. Do you know how humiliating it is to be slapped? How many of y'all would take one slap? No, you're going to do something. You cannot not respond when somebody slapped you in the face. That's so humiliating. But they slapped him in the face. They tore his skin up. Thorns on his head. And on top of that, he's going to be crucified. He has to carry the load, the weight of his own cross. So I ask you, do you really appreciate his pain? On the way, he couldn't even bear the whole weight of the cross. a man named Simon, the Cyrene. They say Simon had two sons that knew about Jesus. Simon didn't necessarily know all that about him, but he helped him. He helped him bear the weight of the cross. Not only that, we get to Golgotha. This almost sounds like an Easter sermon, but sometimes you need to hear it when it ain't Easter. They say that they laid him on the cross. You remember I told you about the instruments that the Romans used of torture? Look at that. That ain't no six-penny nail. That ain't a tack. They say that they nailed him in his hand. Have you ever been stuck by a stick pin? I got stuck by a safety pin this morning. Some kind of wave was on the floor, and I remember stepping on it and just a little stick pin. But to have a nail pierced through the muscle, the tissue, the bone of your hand, but not only one hand, but both of them. And then his feet. The weight of his body, and then on top of that, the feet. Think about that. Can you appreciate his pain? My Jesus, your Jesus, how could you not love somebody like that? Oh, did I tell you he didn't have to do it? He loved you so much and me so much with my sinful self. This had to be done. He was the only perfect sacrifice that was able to do that. He was sinless, but he was a man like you and me. He had a mother, father, hadn't done any wrong. But for you and me to be saved, this was necessary. So some things in life are just not necessary, but some things are. For you and for me. And when they had done all of this and fastened him, they took the cross up. We see him on the cross. I think they just radically dropped it in a hole in the ground. And on top of that, while he's there in agony, in pain, they pierced him in his side. The Romans, these were torturers. How could you not appreciate his pain? But that's where we see him, but that's not the end of the story. You see, anybody, I only have one son, couldn't be here today. But I'm trying to tell you, and I'm just being real, transparent. If somebody said you got to give up your only son, I would kind of have a little trouble with that. Some of us only got one son. Man, that would be a hard thing to do. And then there was a point where the earth got dark. He was actually separated from his father. Now, that is some pain for sinful me and sinful you. But it had to be done. If you really appreciate Jesus' pain, he endured for you. If you haven't already, you need to fall in love with Jesus.